Proclamation number 8888 of 28th of November, 1964. Process of love power exchange. When I gave you life, it was an incomparably blissful act of creation, both for me and for the being externalized from myself which also took part in your creation. This process was an exchange of love power. My endless love flowed through the first being. The strength had to express itself somehow, and these expressions of strength were beings which were exactly of the same nature as I myself and also the one who had received my flow of love power. They could also not be different, since love is the original power and only the highest perfection could radiate out of love. This will only then become understandable to you when you know that my original being is love, wisdom and omnipotence, that they express themselves unlimitedly and therefore wisdom and omnipotence never allow that love could ever put out something defective out of itself, as on the other hand love is caused by wisdom and omnipotence to the last expression, therefore all prerequisites are given for the creation of something most perfect. All of you have come forth from God. Do you know what that means? That you were radiated by the most perfect and that you had only one aim, to return love to me, which you also did for eternal times, and continued to send your love back to me. Precisely this process was the most blissful, that you felt exactly as I myself do. The exchange of our longing for love was fulfilled to an unimaginable degree. You approached the way to my heart again and again, and the happiness of our union was immeasurable, because again and again my love power shone through you. But for you, who live on this earth as a human being, this bliss once came to an end. When you closed yourselves to my illumination of love and fell away from me. But you were by no means without light, that you therefore lost your way to the deep. You stood in full awareness, to whom you were to owe this love current, which made you happy for eternities. But he was involved in your creation, he wanted to see me. This, however, was quite impossible, because I was and am not visible for any being created by me. He saw himself in his glory and demanded full recognition from his beings as God and Lord. So these beings lost their light, their perfection, because they rejected the light from eternity. The exchange of love, light and strength had now ceased for these beings. But which belongs to the fact that the beings are unlimitedly happy. And again it was my infinite love, my wisdom and my omnipotence, which now let creations come into being to again pull up this that had fallen into the deep, to again let light shine towards it, which now again has to be accepted voluntarily, and that is why the being remains in darkness for an endless long time when it cannot decide to open itself voluntarily. But that the being, once my bearer of light, who is blissfully happy to an undreamt of degree, has now changed into my opposite pole, is such a tremendous event that no one will be able to muster understanding for it, for he enjoyed greatest bliss and relinquished it in free will. He has fallen from the highest height to the deepest depth, he has completely changed his nature and become evil. But I could never have created evil, for he came forth from me in radiant fullness of light, as well as all beings created by our power and will. But for the sake of the deification of the created beings I allowed these aberrations and did not resist free will when the beings turned away from me. For one day I will achieve that everything will open itself to me again in order to receive my illumination of love, and that it will then also be infinitely happy again, as it was in the beginning. Amen.